Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've pressed play on this one because today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your GCSE maths exam, algebra. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, or OCR, algebra is absolutely everywhere in your papers. It's worth a significant chunk of marks, and the brilliant news is that once you understand the core ideas, the marks really do stack up quickly. In this episode, we're going to cover the key concepts you need to know, walk through some exam style examples, talk about the mistakes that cost candidates marks every single year, and finish with a quick fire quiz to test your recall. So grab a pen and paper because you're going to want to jot things down. Let's go. Let's start with the foundations. Algebra is essentially the language of mathematics. It lets us write general rules using letters instead of specific numbers. The letter or variable can represent any value, and our job is to manipulate expressions and equations to find out what that value is, or to express a relationship clearly. Concept 1, algebraic notation and substitution. Before you can do anything else, you need to be completely fluent with algebraic notation. When we write 3x, that means 3 multiplied by x. When we write x squared, that means x times x. And when we write a fraction like x over 2, that means x divided by 2. Substitution is where you replace the letter with a given number and calculate the result. For example, if you're told that a equals 4 and b equals negative 3, and asked to find the value of 2a squared minus b, you substitute carefully 2 times 4 squared minus negative 3. That's 2 times 16 plus 3, which gives you 35. The key examiner tip here, always use brackets when you substitute a negative number. That prevents the most common sign error in substitution questions. Concept 2, expanding brackets and factorization. Expanding brackets means multiplying out. A single bracket, like 3 times the quantity x plus 4, becomes 3x plus 12. Every term inside the bracket gets multiplied by the term outside. For double brackets, like the quantity x plus 2 times the quantity x plus 5, you use the FOIL method. First, outer, inner, last. First, x times x equals x squared. Outer x times 5 equals 5x. Inner 2 times x equals 2x. Last 2 times 5 equals 10. Collect like terms and you get x squared plus 7x plus 10. Factorization is the reverse. You're putting brackets back in. For a simple expression like x squared plus 7x plus 10, you need two numbers that multiply to give 10 and add to give 7. That's 2 and 5. So the factorized form is the quantity x plus 2 times the quantity x plus 5. Examiners award one mark for the correct bracket structure and one mark for the correct numbers, so even a partially correct answer can earn you something. Concept 3, solving linear equations. A linear equation has no powers higher than 1. To solve it, you perform the same operation to both sides until x is isolated. Think of the equation as a perfectly balanced set of scales. Whatever you do to one side, you must do to the other. For example, 3x minus 7 equals 14. Add 7 to both sides, 3x equals 21. Divide both sides by 3x equals 7. Always check your answer by substituting back. 3 times 7 minus 7 equals 14. Correct. For equations with brackets, expand first, then solve. For equations with x on both sides, collect all x terms on one side first. Concept 4, quadratic equations. A quadratic equation has an x squared term. The standard form is ax squared plus bx plus c equals 0. There are 3 methods to solve them, and choosing the right one saves time in the exam. Method 1 is factorization, fastest when it works. Set up 2 brackets, find the factor pairs of c that add to b, and write your 2 solutions. Method 2 is the quadratic formula. X equals negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac, all divided by 2a. This always works. Memorize it. It is not given on the formula sheet in most GCSE specifications. Write it out at the start of any question where factorization doesn't work cleanly. Method 3 is completing the square. This is higher tier content and is also used to find the minimum point of a parabola. Remember, quadratic equations almost always have 2 solutions. Candidates lose marks every year by finding only 1. The examiner's mark scheme will have separate marks for each solution. Concept 5, sequences, and the nth term. A sequence is a list of numbers following a pattern. For an arithmetic sequence, where the difference between terms is constant, the nth term formula is dn plus the quantity a minus d, where d is the common difference and a is the first term. For example, the sequence 5, 8, 11, 14. The common difference is 3, so d equals 3. The first term is 5. The nth term is 3n plus the quantity 5 minus 3, which simplifies to 3n plus 2. Check. When n equals 1, 3 times 1 plus 2 equals 5. Correct. Concept 6, linear graphs and y equals mx plus c. Every straight line graph can be written in the form y equals mx plus c, where m is the gradient, how steep the line is, and c is the y-intercept, where the line crosses the y-axis. The gradient is calculated as the change in y divided by the change in x. If a line goes up, 4 units for every 2 units across. The gradient is 4 divided by 2, which equals 2. Parallel lines have the same gradient. Perpendicular lines have gradients that multiply to give negative 1. So if one line has gradient 2, a perpendicular line has gradient negative 1 half. Concept 7, inequalities. Inequalities work just like equations, with one crucial rule. If you multiply or divide by a negative number, you must flip the inequality sign. On a number line, an open circle means the value is not included. For strict inequalities like x is greater than 3, and a closed filled circle means the value is included for inequalities like x is greater than or equal to 3. Concept 8, simultaneous equations. These are two equations with two unknowns solved together. The elimination method involves multiplying one or both equations so that the coefficients of one variable match, then adding or subtracting to eliminate it. The substitution method involves rearranging one equation to make one variable the subject, then substituting into the other equation. Always find both values of x and y, and always check your answers in both original equations. Right, let's talk about the mistakes that examiners see year after year and how you avoid them. Mistake number one, sign errors when expanding brackets. When you expand a negative bracket, like negative 2 times the quantity x minus 3, the result is negative 2x plus 6, not minus 6. The negative times the negative gives a positive. Say it out loud as you work. Negative 2 times negative 3 equals positive 6. Mistake number 2, only finding one solution to a quadratic. The question will usually say solve, and the mark scheme will have two marks, one for each solution. If you only write one, you've lost half the marks. Always ask yourself, is this a quadratic? If yes, there are two solutions. Mistake number 3, confusing gradient and intercept. If the equation is y equals 3x plus 5, the gradient is 3 and the y-intercept is 5, candidates sometimes write these the wrong way, round. A quick check, the gradient is the number multiplied by x. Mistake number 4, errors with indices. X squared times x cubed equals x to the power 5. You add the powers when multiplying. X to the power 6 divided by x squared equals x to the power 4. You subtract the powers when dividing. And x to the power 0 equals 1, always. Mistake number 5, not showing working. In algebra questions worth 3 or more marks, the examiner is looking for method marks as well as the final answer. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn marks for correct working. Write every step clearly. Never skip steps in your head. Exam tip. When a question says show that or prove, you must show every single algebraic step. The answer is given to you. The marks are entirely for the working. Okay, quick fire time. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the gradient of the line equals 5x minus 3? The gradient is 5. The y-intercept is negative 3. Question 2. Factorize x squared plus 9x plus 20. The answer is the quantity x plus 4 times the quantity x plus 5. Because 4 times 5 equals 20 and 4 plus 5 equals 9. Question 3. What is the nth term of the sequence 2, 5, 8, 11? 3n minus 1. The common difference is 3, and the first term gives us 3 times 1 minus 1 equals 2. Correct. Question 4. Solve 2x plus 3 equals 11. Subtract 3 from both sides. 2x equals 8. divide by 2x equals 4. Question 5. What rule applies when you multiply or divide an inequality by a negative number? You flip the inequality sign. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you've got the core knowledge locked in. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with the key things to take away from today. 1. Algebra is the language of mathematics. Master the notation and everything else becomes clearer. 2. Always show you're working. Method marks are there to be earned even when you make a small error. 3. Quadratic equations have 2 solutions. Never forget the second one. Or y equals mx plus c. M is gradient, C is y-intercept. Don't mix them up. 5. The quadratic formula always works. Memorize it. Write it out at the start of every quadratic question where factorization fails. 6. Check your answers by substituting back into the original equation. It takes 30 seconds and can save you from losing marks. 7. For sequences, the nth term formula for arithmetic sequences is dn plus the quantity a minus d. You've got this. Algebra rewards practice more than almost any other topic. The more questions you do, the more patterns you recognize, and the faster and more confident you become. Keep going, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck!